Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 18th and the whole week ahead. Big stuff, new moon in Scorpio, and for you that's your fifth house of your affairs of the heart. The next 2 weeks are going to be so important for those things that are heartfelt. Can be your love life, it can be the birth of a child, it can be a pregnancy, it is something that is creative. Whatever it is, your heart will burst with pride, and it all stems from what happens over the next 2 weeks. And here's your Sunday stars. Take care today with the Mars square Pluto, mainly because anything to do with relationships can be difficult. Psychological games can be played, and you yourself may find it very difficult to understand the motives of others. That's because there's something underground here. There's undercurrents going on. And the problem is whether one person is trying to control the other or domineering a relationship, whatever it is not good and undermines. And here's your Monday stars. Well, the moon is in Sagittarius, which for you as a Cancerian means health and all matters medical. So if you need a checkup or somebody else around you does, then get it done over the next couple of days. It really isn't worth hanging on to wait and see about something. It's best to nip anything to do with your health in the bud straight away. And here's your Tuesday stars. How lovely. Venus and Pluto, well connected and all in your houses and love zones in your solar horoscope. This is particularly good if you are looking for a profound relationship, perhaps one that's intense. And in many ways, maybe you want to be possessed by somebody in a loving sense. Well, with these stars, and that new moon earlier, these next few weeks are absolutely gorgeous for you to succumb to love. And here's your Wednesday stars. Neptune is about to move direct now, and for you this is big stuff. It falls in your ninth house, so this is almost a spiritual awakening for you. Those things that have been going through your head and your mind can now suddenly open up in a bigger way. It's following new philosophies, new principles, and being guided by your convictions, which you now need to have the courage of. And here's your Thursday stars. If you put the moon and Uranus together, then what you've got with a square is one of those niggly days. And that's precisely what this can be. And you mustn't let it take control or hold of you or your life. It's moody and someone is going to feel crabby, perhaps you, cranky, perhaps somebody else. But don't fly off the handle because these stars really aren't worth it. And here's your Friday stars. Well, with the moon in Aquarius, which is not a particularly good placement for you, it certainly means that you, however, can look into areas of your life that need sorting out. I would say certainly your sex life, your passions and desires. Do you feel shortchanged, or have you not found the right person? Or is there nobody in your life who you can cling on to? Well, with these stars, then maybe you need to sort out precisely what it is you do want.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.